The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't know this one, do you? It's coming. Welcome back. G&D here on The Fan. No GP, but yes, Linnell, he is hanging out with you guys today until 6:30. Merry Christmas to one and all. I want to remind you, as Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morod can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Passing me by Farside. Looking for Farside.
So this song was in, I can't remember which edition, but it was in one of the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games.
Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is where I got put on that.
PS2 vibes.
Yeah. Slept on franchise, by the way. Yes, it wasn't my incredible bag, but I mean, critical acclaim for a reason.
I loved it.
Everybody loved it. Here's what I want from you guys. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's the season of giving, the season of blah, 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 ooh, togetherness and blah, and love and everybody. And blah, blah. You know what it is?
Yeah. What is it?
Getting gifts.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Right? We pretend that the best part is giving somebody something that they want. No, it's not. It's getting the thing. Now, as an adult, that's kind of gone. If I need something, I buy it. I now want the gift of saving money. Like, that's what I want for my family. I want everyone to stop spending. Their credit card bill's too high. Let's all calm down. We're going to have the Disney Plus with the ads in it, okay? Like, the point is, we need to save some money.
Yeah.
So I don't want anything. Now, it really is about, you know, I've foregone that, and I give it to the kids. My wife, hope everybody's happy, and they like their stuff. But growing up, you want to give your mom and dad, brother, sister, whoever, you want to give them the nice thing. And that's all well and good. I'm not begrudging that. But you know deep down in your, right? Mm-hmm. I want that special thing. I want the thing that I want. I want that incredible gift. So I ask you at 800-636-1067, what is the best gift you've ever gotten? Childhood, as an adult, whatever, you name it. Here's mine. December 25th, 1987. Mm. One thing and one thing only. I wanted an item that came out a day before my birthday. I wanted it for my birthday. I was told, and I quote, "How about no?" before Dr. Evil did it. My parents did it too. It didn't happen. The entire rest of that year was focused on getting it. Mm-hmm. One particular item. As a young man that had a great many interests, whether they be sports, whether they be books or something, I was told to say that. Video games was always a passion for old Fanny Mouye. And me and my bowl cut at the time were pretty good at playing some sports and playing video games. And I recently received, in a couple years prior, the Nintendo Entertainment System. I went over to my friend Ben Lubin's house, and I said, "What is that?" He said, "Oh, it's a Nintendo." I said, "I've never heard of that. What is it?" He said, "Well, you want to play some?" I said, "Yeah, okay, let's see." Well, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
So I by pushing a button, makes that little man, that plumber, jump. I can make him run fast. If I get fireballs, I can shoot them at people.
Amazing.
A star makes me invincible. Tell me more. What do I get for coins? I get 100. I get an extra person. What about a green mushroom? An extra Mario? Okay, here we go. Jubilation. I said, this is what I do now. I play video games. My parents are like, no, you don't. I'm like, well, wait, please. A lot of lobbying, a lot of I'll do this, a lot of exchanging, a lot of bartering, a lot of extra effort. Got that Nintendo Entertainment System in the house, in the homestead. Particular game that I wanted very, very badly, Linnell. And I begged. I wrote it down. I said, what do you want for Christmas? I wrote that down and then just said, whatever else I get is fine. I want this. Come down Christmas morning. Again, 8 years old, bowl cut. Probably weighing 60, 64 pounds, maybe at most, soaking wet. With lead underpants on. Tear through every gift. Opening it up. It's all about the next gift at that age, right? You're voracious. Uh-huh. You're like a velociraptor.
Where's the big one?
Depending on, for finding the prey. I got a lot of stuff. Some socks in there, a sweater, other games for this system. Wasn't there. All my presents had been opened. I couldn't ask the question that I wanted to ask. Because you sound like an ungrateful little snot.
Well,
I know better. I've been conditioned. I've been disciplined enough times. I've been told you can't be ungrateful. People work very hard. They've got you a lot of stuff. So I'm sitting there trying not to Stewie Griffin in it, but I am.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off. I don't want ghosts and goblins. I don't want these. I don't want Tiger Helly.
Who's Tiger Helly?
It was a terrible game, okay. Linnell. It was terrible. It was so stupid.
No relation to Helly Hansen?
No.
Okay.
It was just a helicopter that shot stuff.
Okay.
And you died too easily, and the game lasted an hour and a half. I didn't want Ninja Kid, okay? Ninjas are cool. Kids are cool. But you put it together, not a great game. They were like, it's like just like Kung Fu. No, it's not, respectfully, okay? I can go through all 5 levels of Kung Fu. I can beat Mr. X. I went through 6 times once. It's my personal record. Never beat it since. Okay, in terms of getting through 6 times. I've beaten the game since, obviously, because I'm excellent at Nintendo games. It's a side scroller back and forth. You want to punch, you get more points. It's not important. Point is this. The one thing I wanted wasn't there. Crestfallen. So devastated. But my dad, he was doing that bit. You know, the bit that dads do?
Yeah. Do you do said bit? Now's the day.
And then go, hey, wait a minute, son. Looks like there's one more here for you. As he goes to another room. And he comes back with a box. It's not built like a Nintendo game. Mm. It's built like it's another shirt. Structure shirts were big at that point, by the way. So I got a couple of collared shirts from Structure,
okay,
which is what every 8-year-old wants. Ugh. I'm going, oh, thanks. Thank you. It looks like something that's like from an aunt or something, you know, where she's like, what is Danny like? Does he like clothing? And so I'm looking at him going, okay. I put it down. He goes, well, why don't you open it? I already know what this is. This is not something I want, Dad. So tear open the box. It's not full of a shirt. There's a smaller box inside.
Mm-hmm.
But this box still isn't the right shape. It's the shape of like a book. It's like a book shape. You know what I mean? It's like a bigger book. I'm like, okay. And I've read some books before. Maybe I can be happy about this book. I tear open that particular bit of packaging, and I'm greeted by one of the greatest sights I've ever seen in my life. I open the package. Don't read the instructions. That's for losers. I sprint around the corner to the room where the Nintendo is. I blow on the cartridge out of habit. It's brand new. You shouldn't need to blow on it, but you do. Okay. Put it in, slide it down, close the lid, press the power button, and I hear this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's 8-bit for that ass. Hold on. Wait. There's just a sword and a waterfall on the screen. What am I in for? A score so good that John Williams and the Boston Symphony Orchestra did wash over you. Your link. You wake up. The world is huge. You don't know what your butt from your elbow. There's a cave right ahead of you. What do? I guess go in it. You got no weapons. You got nothing. Your pet's heads are falling off. An old man greets you. And he tells you, it's dangerous to go alone. Take this. And you get a sword.
Wow.
Now I got a shot.
Wow.
Now I got a shot.
Here we go.
There's Octoroks in the room above me. Let's go try to fight them. I'm going to use my button that says sword. Oh my God, I shot my sword? You can shoot your sword? Sign me the up.
Love it.
Can you bomb that wall? I don't know. Let's try. You might have to pay door repair. You might also get a heart container. Next thing you know, I got five. Can I get that silver sword? Look out for the Lionel that shoots his own swords at you.
Whoa.
He's basically a lion/dragon that shoots swords out of his mouth. You don't have a big shield yet. You can't get a magic shield. You got no coins, no rubies. I roll in. I beat Gliok, the son of a bitch dragon, at the end of the first level.
Gliok.
Right? You beat Gliok and you're on your way. Mm. Ganon awaits after 9 of these bad boys, but it doesn't matter because I'm there. You learn as you go. You figure it out. You die, you start again. You put in Zelda as the name of the actual person. It lets you keep your name, by the way. You're going to save the game. You can save it. You don't have to start over. There's no password.
Get out.
This is innovation. The cartridge is gold. That's like ducking in on the homecoming queen when she ain't your date. See what I'm saying? You know how ballsy it is to make a gold cartridge and just make an okay game? They'd all been gray before. Not this one. Gold. I love gold. You don't know the movie? It's incredible. It's the greatest game of all time to that point. I'd still put it up there in the top 17 of any game ever. It holds up. Graphically can't compete with the modern version. It's not what I'm talking about. It is the pinnacle of action, adventure, a little tinge of RPG. The second quest, different from the first. Same game, same universe, but now you're walking through walls. All right? Everything was up. Now it's down. I know you're bored to tears, and I don't care. The Legend of Zelda in December of 1987.
Legend of Zelda.
The Legend of Zelda. When I think of that moment, my heart sings. When I think of opening that gift up, there's nothing but joy, hope. That same year, Washington's going to win the Super Bowl in about 2 weeks.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Sorry about it. This was my childhood. This sound right here is when I could be something.
Sounds like elevator music.
You're damn right it does. You're going up to Joytown.
Literally.
Yeah.
Huh.
The Legend of Zelda. Thank you, Darius.
So that exists still as a game. Like, yeah, they've modernized it.
Well, there have been dozens of iterations.
Do you play it still? I know you're still a video game guy.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
So I told you I was having a hard time.
What's yours?
Thinking about a tangible gift. There was a non-tangible gift that I was given. Back in 2016, it was my freshman year of college. I did like a gap year, thought I was going to get my knee all right and go play D2 ball. I ended up at little D3 Bethany College. And that first semester when you're out on your own is always rough, right? I'm out of the, you know, the care of my aunt and uncle. I don't get told when to go to bed. I can do whatever the hell I want. Get drunk during the week if you want. It's college. Freshman is a college.
Sure, yeah, I remember you.
It's an out-of-body experience. Mm-hmm. So the semester's getting ready to wrap. And I didn't play football that year because I'm nursing my knee and I'm not really taking the classroom as seriously as I should. But I thought, you get to finals week, you pass your finals, you'll be good. You avoid the punishment that every freshman wants to avoid during his first semester on campus. That is getting put on academic probation.
Ooh, yeah, we've been there.
So that was tough. So that was what my holiday season was full with during my freshman year of college. And finals come, I get the grade back, I failed. My writing course. And the big problem was that if I got put on academic probation, I was told this before I got shipped off to college. If your ass go on probation, I'm bringing you back home. Meaning I would have to come back to Montgomery County. My football career would be over. It would be horrible. So when I get the grade, I'm thinking,
okay,
my life's over.
That's it.
Let me do something memorable while I'm here. But you know, I thought, you're a talented guy. You're well-spoken, as you all now know. Dean Stebbins, Bethany College, gave me the best gift he could ever give me. He allowed me to change my address to Bethany College's address so the academic probation letter doesn't get sent. I get to stay on campus, finish in 4.5 years, and then boom, I'm here doing radio. That was my best gift, I would say. Letting me switch my address so my aunt and uncle didn't find out that I was on probation because they would have whip my ass. It would have been bad. That's probably
that,
my best.
That is the lie for the greater good right there. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Because like do you give up on this person or do you give another shot? And you got another shot. I love that.
There we go.
That's a good one.
Shout out Dean Stebbins.
Dean Stebbins. Now, of course, unfortunately, shortly after he was fired for lying, but no, I'm kidding. 800-636-1067. Best gift you ever got. I'm going to start. I got a couple good ones here on hold. I need to start with Mike and Chantilly. Mike, what's the best gift you ever got?
Hi, guys. How are y'all doing?
Great.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm 51 years old. Mm-hmm. My best gift was when I was 4 years old.
Wow.
It was a bicycle. Not just any bicycle, because it had training wheels.
Mm-hmm.
It was an Evel Knievel bicycle, which caused me many injuries, of course. But to this day, I still love Evel Knievel, and I still wear an Evel Knievel sweatshirt.
Hell yeah, Mike. Thank you, dude.
Wow.
People don't understand that one.
I don't know who
this
is.
This was the Daredevil stuntman before the Daredevil stuntman.
Chris Angel is our guy, I think.
Yeah, so he does like magic stuff where he's like, I'm going to make an aircraft carrier disappear and then like stab my tongue with a sword. Evel Knievel's like, hey, I bet you I can jump that.
Mm.
That was his bit. He would get on a motorcycle. He'd wear like a cape. And he would go real fast and jump over the monster truck. He'd jump over the like aircraft carrier. He'd jump over the ravine. That was his whole bit, was a stuntman. It was like, we didn't have much television options. 4, 5, 7, and 9. And 5 only came along a little bit later.
Okay.
And we're sitting there going, we need to be entertained. These sitcoms are fun. Everybody's smoking and it's weird. But like, do some special stuff. And Evel Knievel will come along like once a year and be like, watch this.
Yeah.
How you kids doing? Evel Knievel here. I'm going to jump over that. That was fun. Chris in Hyattsville, best gift you ever got.
Chris.
Guys, let me tell you something. Growing up when I was a kid, I always kind of got, you know, when I would want something, and let's say I wanted the BMX, I'd get the Huffy.
Yep.
You know, if I wanted G.I. Joes, I got Cobra Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents just either they couldn't find a gift or they couldn't afford it, whatever. But this one year, Danny, I got something that was more than meets the eye. Okay. Optimus Prime, Transformer, with the full trailer.
The trailer.
And the extra gun.
Wow.
Okay. And this is the best part, right? None of the other, I know that this is pure schadenfreude. None of my friends had them. So they had to invite me over when they want to do Transformer battles. I was integral to the neighborhood Transformer battles. Could not be omitted from the celebration. So
that's all time.
Remember
stuff.
That fondly.
That's perfect. Sure. That's 1984. I want to say 84, like 85, somewhere in there. When that came out, kids, little dudes did not know what to do with themselves.
Wow.
Losing their minds. There have been other phenomenon that's been like for little girls, whether it's like Cabbage Patch Dolls or
Barbie,
Barbie, My Little Pony, or things that were all the rage. You could not get. You go to the toy store because that's what you have to do. There's no Amazon.
Right.
There's no Bezos app on your phone for it. You find out through some weird network that new Transformers were in stock. You'd haul your ass over to Toys R Us, and it was a feeding frenzy.
Wow.
So my dad was a sales rep, right? So he worked for, you know, he basically would work a lot with like a lot of mom and pop stores, you know, to get your, here's your stuffed animals, or here's your greeting cards, or the books, or kind of whatever. So he had a good enough relationship with a lot of these places. He's like, listen, my kid is a lunatic for these Transformers. Will you set one aside for me when a new one comes in? Not for free. I'll pay you for it. Right. Obviously, we're going to pay for it. But like, just so that I don't have to like, you know, have him get trampled.
Deal with the rush.
Oh, yeah, on the way to get a new Starscream. You know what I'm saying? That Optimus Prime was the coolest thing of all time.
Wow.
Ed Cullen? Not Ed Cullen. What's his name? Peter Cullen. I don't know who's Ed Cullen. Anyway, Peter Cullen, who still does the voice for it, by the way, was the original voice back in the day. He was the dad to millions of kids.
Wow.
Latchkey kids back in the day where both parents started to work for the first time. Kids would come home at 3:30 in the afternoon, and there's Optimus giving you lessons on life and what to do. And then you had the action figure to go with it. Stop it. 800-636-1067. One more of these. Best gift you've ever received for Christmas. Got Austin Eckler joining the show at 5. Linnell is in for GP. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.